When neighbours take each other on, it tends to be an occasion to remember. And so it's been in the clash of Spain and Portugal in Sochi. Portuguese superstar Cristiano Ronaldo put his side ahead inside 4 minutes, and they led 2-1 at half-time after a fumble from Spanish goalkeeper David De Gea gifted him a second goal. Still, two goals to Diego Costa and one to Nacho looked to be enough to give Spain victory, just days after their dramatic pre-tournament sacking of coach Julen Lopetegui. That was until Ronaldo got a chance at a free kick just outside the box in the 88th minute. We'll let SBS Radio's Portuguese commentary tell you what happened next.
Cristiano, he'll vai! Obrigado! Obrigado! Cristiano, Padre Nuestro!
A hat-trick from Ronaldo and a 3-all draw the result. Both performances, instant classics. Ronaldo says it's an honour to become just the third player to score a goal in 4 consecutive World Cups.
Bom, sinto-me feliz. É uma marca pessoal bonita, mais uma na minha carreira.
Well, I'm very happy. It's a personal best, which is beautiful. It's one more in my career, and to me, the most important thing is to highlight what the team has done. We have played against one of the tournament's favourites, and we were winning twice during the match. So we almost got the 3 points, and then we managed to draw. In my opinion, it was a fair result, and obviously we are very happy because the game was about to end and we managed to equalise and to value what the team did. It was a very hard-fought game, and now we have to think about the next match.
O jogo estava a terminar e conseguimos empatar já no fim do jogo. E valorizar aquilo que a equipa fez, sofremos bastante, foi um jogo de sacrifício. E bem, agora é pensar no próximo jogo.
Despite their great game, the drawn result means neither Spain nor Portugal are top of Group B. That honour, after the first tranche of matches, goes to Iran. An own goal in the 5th minute of second half stoppage time by striker Aziz Bouhadouz, handing Team Melli a 1-0 win over Morocco. These aren't exactly the most stylish 3 competition points earned in the history of the World Cup, but don't tell that to Iran's tremendously proud coach, Carlos Queiroz.
This win was the result of hard work, intelligent cohesion and a great attitude from my players. I think the boys deserve it. They, more than any other year, they deserve it. Thank you very much to them. I'm so honoured and so pleased to coach them.
Iran's campaign continues when they face Spain on Thursday, whilst Morocco faces Portugal on Wednesday. Uruguay is joint top of Group A alongside hosts Russia. The South Americans earning that through an 89th minute header from defender Jose Jimenez. That goal handing them a 1-0 victory over Egypt in Yekaterinburg. The Uruguayans had more chances, but Egypt certainly didn't disgrace themselves. And like fellow North Africans Morocco, they can consider themselves a touch unlucky to get no reward from their opening game. The Egyptians had said before the match star striker Mohamed Salah would be fit to play after battling an injury since the UEFA Champions League final. But Salah remained on the bench throughout the match, clearly still not yet fit. Uruguayan coach Oscar Tabarez admits his team was lucky they didn't have to contend with a player the quality of Salah in what was a tight game. Uruguay is now well placed to make the knockout stages for a 3rd consecutive World Cup, with their next match being against Saudi Arabia, who were thrashed 5-0 in their opening game in Rostov on Thursday. Egypt must now lift for their next match against hosts Russia on Wednesday. Day 3 of competition will see 4 matches back-to-back, including Argentina playing Iceland in the latter's first ever World Cup match, Peru playing Denmark, and Nigeria taking on Croatia. But the first of those matches sees Australia in action for the first time at the 2018 World Cup. The Socceroos face a stern initiation to this tournament at the hands of Group C favourites France. Coach Bert van Marwijk admits that under most circumstances, France would beat his side. But he says Australia has improved under his tutelage, and if they play with organisation and belief, they have an opportunity to take points off the 1998 world champions.
Normally, when we play 10 times against France, maybe we lose 8-9 times. That's what I have said that for a few months. And we have worked hard to get a situation that maybe we lose 5-6 times, but we also can win a few times and a few times a draw. That's important. And when you're well organized and you believe in something and everybody knows exactly from each other what to do, and you have the guts to play and to be yourself, then we have a chance.
Von Marwijk also insists captain Milay Jedinak is still a chance to start for Australia against France. Most are predicting that the coach will stick with his previous option of using Massimo Luongo at the base of his midfield alongside Aaron Moy. Trent Sainsbury will likely be captain if Jedinak is not in the starting 11. Von Marwijk has also praised young star Daniel Arzani, but says he isn't fully developed yet. So it seems calls from some for the 19-year-old to be in the starting lineup against the French are likely to be ignored. Regardless of which 11 players take the field in Kazan against one of the tournament favourites, they'll have a hard job, but lots of support from millions of fans the world over as they try to do it. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.